Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
You're listening to Vectis Radio, and we have Lisa Beeney in. Afternoon, Lisa.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I've actually been enjoying the sunshine we've had.
Well, we haven't had a lot for a long time.
No, and it's not been raining, so that's a real bonus.
And anybody with solar panels is doing all right at the moment.
Yes.
Which we talked about last time.
We did, yes.
And this time we are talking about heat pumps. And the reason why we're talking about heat pumps is it's all part of the Warmer Home Scheme.
Yes, the Warmer Home Scheme is a government grant provided to people who don't currently use mains gas to run their heating. And it can totally fund all sorts of things like heat pumps, solar panels and insulation.
Brilliant. And we're going to give phone numbers out in a moment because there are some funds there available for people. Not just for what we're about to talk about today, but we did mention solar panels and we've also done boilers as well. And there is assistance out there funding-wise that you can apply for. Details on the way. But now we're going to talk about heat pumps. And there's lots of things that people may not be aware of. So what's the most important thing that people aren't aware of?
I think the most important thing that people aren't aware of, apart from how they actually work, is how efficient they are. And this is a common misconception that people think they're going to be really expensive to run. But if we go back to a gas boiler, a modern gas boiler that's set up properly is 92% efficient. So what that means is for every unit of energy you put into it, you get 0.92 of a unit of heat out of it. If you've got a normal electric heater, so a night storage heater or a panel heater, you know, you have the slimline electric radiators, for every unit of energy you put into that, you get one unit of heat out of it. So an electric heater is more efficient than a gas boiler. Heat pumps are even more so, because for every unit of energy you put into it, you get between 3 and 5 units of heat out of it. So that means it's between 3 and 5 times more efficient than a gas boiler.
Crikey. And that's a fact. Okay, so I was trying to do the maths there, but obviously, 3 to 5 units as opposed to
92.
Wow, that is, I would imagine there's lots of people are having heat pumps, taking up offers or putting a heat pump in.
Yes, I mean, a lot of what I've been doing recently is doing retrofit assessments in people's properties. So I go round, the whole thing takes between 2.5 and 3 hours, and we assess whether the home is suitable for a heat pump or not. And most are. And most of the homes I'm going to use electricity for heating. So if those people put in a heat pump, that can easily drop their heating cost by about half, if not more than that. So it's a huge saving. And that's by the efficiency of a heat pump and the way it works.
How do you know then when you go around and visit, what sort of place is not, you know, likely to need one or shouldn't have one? You know, how do we tell?
Most places are suitable for heat pumps, no matter how old they are. It's down to what size heat pump you would need and what size radiators you'd need in each room. One good thing about the Warmer Homes grant is that it covers the cost of having the heat pump and the radiators put in. So the people that we've surveyed that have gone ahead and had heat pumps, it hasn't cost them a penny to have this in. So it is a real saving. And on top of that, quite often they're having solar panels as well. So they can use the solar energy to run the heat pump to heat their home and their hot water without using any grid energy at all. So there's very few homes that it's actually not suitable for.
I was seeing pound signs then, because obviously you're going to save a massive amount of money if you've got all that in place. And I'm not saying that everybody's going to be able to get it, but even if you had 50% of what you just mentioned there, you are going to save money. And more importantly, you are going to help save the planet as well.
Yeah, you'll cut down on our carbon usage and our carbon footprint. And that's something we all really need to do. And we were chatting earlier before the programme that the average rainfall in the UK has increased by over 15%. So it's not just that we're warming up, it's the change in the weather patterns. So all that additional rain has to go somewhere. And we've all seen the results of that over the last year.
And that's not going to change, is it? Unless we do something.
No, it won't. And again, going to our conversation earlier, I don't think any of the current political parties that I have heard speak come across as having a credible solution. So if our politicians aren't going to do anything, then really it's down to us and to each one of us to do what we can to make a difference. And if we all do a something, it really will make a difference.
I like what you did there. Right across the board, message to all politicians, not just one particular party. All politicians need to pay attention to this. And whoever gets in the next month, they need to address this as soon as possible. They really do. So the efficiency and cost is, how much are we looking at? Just say, for instance, if you were thinking about buying one, what sort of prices do we start at? And then we talk about people who would be qualifying for a grant.
Okay. The price will vary considerably. It's the same way as having central heating put into your home. There's no kind of typical price. It depends on the size of your home and the number of radiators that you might need. A typical installation, or an average installation price at the moment, is coming out at about £13,500. But everybody, even if you're taking out a gas boiler, would be eligible for a £7,500 contribution towards that. And for most people, that brings the price down to what a replacement gas boiler would cost. So if your gas boiler is coming to the end of its life and you're considering a replacement, then please go out and get a quote for an air source heat pump. And as I say, we're having one fitted at home. We won't need to change or upgrade all our radiators, because historically, when gas central heating's been fitted, the plumbers in the UK have always fitted larger radiators than were actually needed, so they are more than capable at running at a slightly lower temperature. And also, with changing technology on heat pumps, they're now able to run at a higher temperature than ones were 20 years ago. It's a bit like comparing cars. If you look at the changes in car technology over 20 years, there's no comparison. So we can't really compare heat pumps from 20 years ago to what's available now, because the technology has come on leaps and bounds and has changed to a similar degree that car technology has changed.
Hey, look, and I know that there are bits of that went over my head and bits of it didn't. If you want some expert advice, you are available.
Yeah.
And just tell us how this works. When you go round and you assess.
Yeah. So initially, people would put in an application through the Warmer Homes Scheme, and their phone number is 0800 038 5737. And I will say, I think it's easier to phone up and give them a call and have a chat than fill in some of their online forms.
Right.
Then you'll be told if you're likely to be eligible or not, and then you'll have a retrofit assessment done. So me or somebody doing the same role as me will come out to your property, and the first thing I have to do is a complete floor plan. I produce an energy performance report showing how your property currently performs, and then I do the actual retrofit assessment, which involves going around every single room. I have to measure every single window, look up in the loft, take lots of photos of all sorts of bits and pieces, right down to, do you have trickle vents on your windows? So it's quite in depth.
Right. So a lot of effort goes in, but you know what you're looking for, you know what's going to happen, and you can advise. And so you don't have to have, I mean, just say for instance, you're one of those people that is sat there thinking, well, I don't think I'll be able to qualify for that, or I'm not too sure what actually happens. Look, two things. Have someone come round, have a little look for a start. They'll give you some brilliant advice. And also, if you don't try, you'll never get. And you might be, I guarantee that you will be surprised at how much help and assistance is out there. So you wouldn't have to, pay for the whole thing yourself.
Yes, I was going to say, the main criteria is that either you have an income of £36,000 or lower, or there's a whole load of benefits, income-based benefits that you can be on, or if you live in certain postcode areas. That's why I say it's quite often easier to phone and have a chat. And also your energy performance rating of your existing property needs to be D or lower. Now, if you don't have an energy performance certificate, again, we can come out and do that as part of a process.
Brilliant. And the details are on the website. There is a website, Warmer Homes website. You can get it through yours as well, can't you?
Yes, our website is greeniow.org.uk, or people can give me a call on 01983 668 900.
And you can also get the details on the council's website. Just type in Warmer Homes and it takes you straight there.
If you type in Warmer Homes Isle of Wight, that will take you to the right bit on the council website.
I'm going to ask a few questions because I can just hear people, and I'm going to ask them in the style that they might ask them. So what about the noise of these things? Are they noisy?
No. It's quieter than somebody talking outside. And there are rules on where you put them on somebody's property. So you wouldn't normally put one on the outside of your living room wall.
Right.
You put it at part of a house where it's not used as much.
Okay. And if we're worried about space, how big are they going to be?
That's all dependent on how big a house you live in. It's a bit like a boiler. You'll need a bigger one in a bigger house. So typically, I guess, about a metre wide.
Okay.
By 25, 30 centimetres deep, maybe a fraction more. And about, I would say that tall, but that's no good on radio,
is
it? It's
probably about a metre-ish,
yeah,
isn't it?
So that about that sort of size.
And so they're not huge?
No, not huge. They sit on an outside wall. You'd normally have two pipes coming through the wall that connect into your heating system. And they can also be used to heat your hot water.
Okay, and do you get the choice where it goes? You know, just say, for instance, you think, I've got one side of the house which is used, the other side is not really used, so it might be beneficial to have it. The side that is not, you know, I want to be able to walk down there without bumping into something, but it might not necessarily be the closest thing to the kitchen or where the existing boiler is.
Yes, but there is a degree of choice, but it has to conform to the regulations and the building regs for where it would go. So there is some choice to a degree, but there are some limits and laws in place as to where it can go.
Okay, so it's always going to be common sense where you put it. You're not going to put it where it's just going to be in the way the whole time. You've got to be able to get by and so on. So it makes, to me, it's common sense. We need to try this. We need to get in touch, and we need to check out the website and get in touch. We really do. How much, let me see now. There are another question that was to do with the cold. Do they work in the cold, I think was one point.
Yes, they do. They're used a lot in Scandinavia, and they will keep your home warm right down to an outside temperature of minus 25 degrees, which certainly on the Isle of Wight, I don't know if it's ever been that cold. I think minus 6 or 7 is about the lowest I've seen it over here.
Right.
But minus 25 isn't a problem. As I say, they're used in Scandinavia a lot.
And I'm guessing, I mean, the only ones that I've seen, I look at, they look like, would it be fair to say, what's the air conditioning units?
Yes, it's so, the same thing, but in reverse. And it's the same thing everybody has in the back of their fridge. If you fill the back of your fridge, you have warm air coming out, and it makes the inside cold. It's just the other way round.
Right.
So the warm goes into the home, and the cold is outside.
Wow, straightforward, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if it snowed and it laid on it, would it still work?
Yes.
And if it rained too much, it would still work?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, it's simple questions that people might be thinking, well, what happens there?
If you're under 2 metres of flood water, you might have a problem.
Okay, well, well, then most people are going to have a problem, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
Hey, look, I can't stress enough. People need to, you know, pay attention to the website, Warmer Homes, check it out, get in touch. And, you know, you come round, do a check. And, I mean, nobody has to poke their nose in too much about whether or not you're earning way, way, way too much money or maybe not enough. But you won't know until you actually try.
No, and there are people now that on the island are having things like the heat pump and solar panels and insulation fitted, and it's not costing them a single penny. And the people whose homes it's being fitted into, they own all of this stuff. There's no grant to pay back. There's no tie on your house. It's just money that is there to try and improve people's homes. And a lot of the homes I've been going to, I've been speaking to people that just cannot afford to run their heating. So they've got electric, quite often it's electric panel heaters. And they've spent the whole of a winter at best being able to heat one room part of a time, but quite a bit of a time they just cannot afford to put the heating on.
And my advice to people now, look, we're just about to have some kind of summer, and you might think, why do I need to do that now? Is the perfect time to do it. You don't want to be doing it in winter.
No.
Like me last year, ripped out all the radiators on the coldest day of the year. You want to do it now so it's ready for the winter, which won't be too long.
Yeah, you do, because the application process does take time. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh yes, it's magic, it'll be done in a fortnight, because it won't be, because unfortunately the government hasn't made it straightforward, so it can be a couple of months to go through the process. So yes, now is an ideal time, because it means if you're having new heating put in, if that's done during the summer when you don't need your heating, that has to be perfect.
So get on the website, Warmer Homes, and make contact, and then start the ball rolling. And hopefully, fingers crossed, by winter time, you'll have all this in place. What are we talking about next month?
That's a good one. I think we should have a general chat about things you can do at home to make it warmer and improve the energy usage. And we could talk a bit about air quality and ventilation and why that's important.
Okay, that sounds fascinating. Because, I've paid a bit more attention to air quality and ventilation in the house recently, because we've had a few issues. So that would be really, really good to talk about. Also, can we chuck in air fryers and things like that?
Of course we can.
Yeah, because that's something else that people are talking about. Is it a myth? I mean, the amount of people that I speak to, and they say they don't have a clue how it works, or they don't think that you actually save money by using an air fryer against an oven.
Yeah, we'll certainly do air fryers as well then, because they are such a money-saving device.
Excellent. It's good to see you, and we'll see you in a month's time.
Okay, I'll see you then.